Blog Talk Radio.
Thank ya, Rastafari.
Jump, Rastafari. Jump, Rastafari. Jump, Rastafari.
Yay, yay, yay,
yay, yay, yay.
Shabbat shalom.
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 New York, massive, are you ready?
I wanna hear it, say yes. I wanna hear it, say yes.
Uptown, massive, are you ready?
I wanna hear it, say yes. I wanna hear it, say yes.
Psalm 95. Oh, come, let us sing unto the Lord. Let us make a joyful noise to the rock of our salvation. Let us come before his presence with thanksgiving and make a joyful noise unto him with psalms. For the Lord is a great God and a great King above all gods. In his hand are the deep places of the earth. The strength of the hills is his also. The sea is his, and he made it, and his hands formed the dry land. Oh, come, let us worship and bow down. Let us kneel before the Lord our Maker, for he is our God, and we are the people of his pasture and the sheep of his hand. Today, if ye will hear his voice, harden not your heart as in the provocation and as in the day of temptation in the wilderness, when your fathers tempted me, proved me, and saw my work. 40 years long was I grieved with this generation, and said, It is a people that do err in their heart, and they have not known my ways, unto whom I swear in my wrath that they should not enter into my rest, my rest, my rest, my rest, my rest, my rest, my rest. Psalm 96. Oh, sing unto the Lord a new song. Sing unto the Lord, all the earth. Sing unto the Lord, bless his name. Show forth his salvation from day to day. Declare his glory among the heathen, his wonders among all people. For the Lord is great and greatly to be praised. He is to be feared above all gods. For all the gods of the nations are idols, but the Lord made the heavens. Honor and majesty are before him. Strength and beauty are in his sanctuary. Give unto the Lord, O ye kindreds of the people, give unto the Lord glory and strength. Give unto the Lord the glory due unto his name. Bring an offering and come into his courts. O worship the Lord in the beauty of holiness. Fear before him all the earth. Say among the heathen that the Lord reigneth. The world also shall be established that it shall not be moved. He shall judge the people righteously. Let the heavens rejoice, and let the earth be glad. Let the sea roar, and the fullness thereof. Let the fields be joyful, and all that is therein. Then shall all the trees of the wood rejoice before the Lord. For he cometh to judge the earth. He shall judge the world with righteousness, and the people with his truth, 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 with his truth. Psalm 97. The Lord reigneth, let the earth rejoice, let the multitude of isles be glad thereof. Clouds and darkness are round about him, righteousness and judgment are the habitation of his throne. A fire goeth before him, and burneth up his enemies round about. His lightnings enlightened the world. The earth saw and trembled. The hills melted like wax at the presence of the Lord, at the presence of the Lord of the whole earth. The heavens declare his righteousness, and all the people see his glory. Confounded be all they that serve graven images, that boast themselves of idols. Worship him, all ye gods. Zion heard and was glad, and the daughters of Judah rejoiced because of thy judgments, O Lord. For thou, Lord, art high above all the earth. Thou art exalted far above all gods. Ye that love the Lord hate evil. He preserveth the souls of his saints. He delivereth them out of the hand of the wicked. Life is sown for the righteous, and gladness for the upright in heart. Rejoice in the Lord, ye righteous, and give thanks at the remembrance of his holiness, his holiness, his holiness, his holiness. Psalm 98. O sing unto the Lord a new song, for he hath done marvelous things. His right hand and his holy arm hath gotten him the victory. The Lord hath made known his salvation. His righteousness hath he openly showed in the sight of the heathen. He hath remembered his mercy and his truth toward the house of Israel. All the ends of the earth have seen the salvation of our God. Make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all the earth. Make a loud noise, and rejoice, and sing praise. Sing unto the Lord with the harp and the voice of a psalm, with trumpets and sound of cornet, make a joyful noise before the Lord the King. Let the sea roar and the fullness thereof, the world and they that dwell therein. Let the floods clap their hands, let the hills be joyful together before the Lord. For he cometh to judge the earth. With righteousness shall he judge the world, and the people with equity, with equity, with equity, with equity, with equity. Psalm 99. The Lord reigneth, let the people tremble. He sitteth between the cherubims, let the earth be moved. The Lord is great in Zion, and he is high above all the people. Let them praise thy great and terrible name, for it is holy. The king's strength also loveth judgment. Thou dost establish equity, thou executest judgment and righteousness in Jacob. Exalt ye the Lord our God, and worship at his footstool, for he is holy. Moses and Aaron among his priests, and Samuel among them that call upon his name, they called upon the Lord, and he answered them. He spake unto them in the cloudy pillar, they kept his testimonies, and the ordinance that he gave them. Thou answeredst them, O Lord our God, thou wast a God that forgavest them, though thou tookest vengeance of their invention. Exalt the Lord our God, and worship at his holy hill. For the Lord our God is holy. 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 Psalm 29. Give unto the Lord, O ye mighty. Give unto the Lord glory and strength. Give unto the Lord the glory due unto his name. Worship the Lord in the beauty of holiness. The voice of the Lord is upon the waters. The God of glory thundereth. The Lord is upon many waters. The voice of the Lord is powerful. The voice of the Lord is full of majesty. The voice of the Lord breaketh the cedars. Yea, the Lord breaketh the cedars of Lebanon. He maketh them also to skip like a calf, Lebanon and Syrian like a young unicorn. The voice of the Lord divideth the flames of fire. The voice of the Lord shaketh the wilderness. The Lord shaketh the wilderness of Kadesh. The voice of the Lord maketh the hinds to calf, and discovereth the forests. And in his temple doth everyone speak of his glory. The Lord sitteth upon the flood. Yea, the Lord sitteth king forever. The Lord will give strength unto his people. The Lord will bless his people with peace. 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 People with peace.
everything takes time.
מור צדיהם, לכו נרננה לאדוני, נריע לצור ישענו. נקדם אפניו בתודה, בזמירות נריע לו. כי אל גדול אדוני, ומלך גדול על כל אלוהים, אשר בידו מחקרי ארץ, ותועפות הרים לו. אשר לו הים והוא עשהו, ויבשת ידיו יצרו. בואו נשתחווה ונכרעה, נברכה לפני אדוני עושנו. כי הוא אלוהינו, ואנחנו עם מרעיתו וצאן ידו. היום, אם בקולו תשמעו, אל תקשו לבבכם כמריבה, כיום מסע במדבר, אשר ניסוני אבותיכם, בחנוני גם ראו פועלי. 40 שנה אקוט בדור ואומר, עם טועה לבב הם, והם לא ידעו דרכי, אשר נשבעתי ואפי, אם יבואון אל מנוחתי. מזמור צד ובב, שירו לאדוני שיר חדש, שירו לאדוני כל הארץ, שירו לאדוני ברכו שמו, בשרו מיום ליום ישועתו, ספרו וגויים כבודו, בכל העמים נפלאותיו. כי גדול אדוני ומהולל מאוד, נורא הוא על כל אלוהים. כי כל אלוהי העמים אלילים, ואדוני שמיים עשה, הוד והדר לפניו, עוז ותפארת במקדשו. הבו לאדוני משפחות עמים, הבו לאדוני כבוד ועוז, הבו לאדוני כבוד שמו, שאו מנחה ובואו לחצרותיו. השתחוו לאדוני בהדרת קודש, חילו מפניו כל הארץ. אמרו בגויים אדוני מלאך, אף תיקון תבל בל תמות, ידין עמים ומשרים. ישמחו השמיים ותגל הארץ, ירעם הים ומלואו. יעלוס שדי וכל אשר בו, אז ירננו כל עצי יער. לפני אדוני קיבה לשפוט הארץ, ישפוט תבל בצדק ועמים באמונתו. מזמור צד זין. אדוני מלך תגל הארץ, ישמחו איים רבים, ענן וערפל סביביו, צדק ומשפט מכון כיסאו. אש לפניו תלך ותלהט סביב צריו, האירו ורקב תבל, ראתה ותח אל הארץ. הרים כדונד נמסו מלפני אדוני, מלפני אדון כל הארץ. הגידו השמיים צדקו, וראו כל העמים כבודו. יבושו כל עובדי פסל המתהללים באלילים, השתחוו לו כל אלוהים. שמעה ותשמח ציון, ותגלנה בנות יהודה למען משפטיך, אדוני. כי אתה, אדוני, עליון על כל הארץ, מאוד נעלית על כל אלוהים. אוהבי אדוני שנאו רע, שומר נפשות חסידיו, מיד רשעים יצילם. אור זרוע לצדיק, ולישרי לב שמחה, שמחו צדיקים באדוני, והודו לזכר קודשו. מזמור צד חט מזמור. שירו לאדוני שיר חדש, כי נפלאות עשה, הושיע לו ימינו וזרוע קודשו. הודיע אדוני ישועתו, לעיני הגויים גילה צדקתו. זכר חסדו ואמונתו לבית ישראל, ראו כל אפסי ארץ את ישועת אלוהינו. הריעו לאדוני כל הארץ, פיצחו ורננו וזמרו, זמרו לאדוני בכינור, בכינור וכל זמרה. בחצוצרות וכל שופר, הריעו לפני המלך אדוני. ירעם הים ומלואו, תבל ויוש ובא. נהרות ימחה וחף, יחד הרים ירננו. לפני אדוני קיבה לשפוט הארץ, ישפוט תבל בצדק ועמים במשרים. מזמור צדתת. אדוני מלך ירגזו עמים, יושב קרובים תנות הארץ. אדוני בציון גדול, ורם הוא על כל העמים. יודו שמך גדול ונורא, קדוש הוא. ועוז מלך משפט אהב, אתה כוננת משרים. משפט וצדקה ביעקב, אתה עשית. רוממו אדוני אלוהינו, והשתחוו לאדום רגליו, קדוש הוא. משה ואהרון בכהניו, ושמואל בקוראי שמו, קוראים אל אדוני והוא יענם, בעמוד ענן ידבר עליהם, שמרו עדותיו וחוק נתן למו. אדוני אלוהינו אתה עניתם, אל נושא היית להם, ונוקם על עלילותם. רוממו אדוני אלוהינו, והשתחוו להר קודשו, כי קדוש אדוני אלוהינו. מזמור כ"ט, מזמור לדוד. הבו לאדוני בני אלים, הבו לאדוני כבוד ועוז, הבו לאדוני כבוד שמו, השתחוו לאדוני בהדרת קודש. כל אדוני על המים אל הכבוד הרעים, אדוני על מים רבים. כל אדוני בכוח, כל אדוני בהדר, כל אדוני שובר ארזים, וישבר אדוני את ארזי הלבנון, וירקידם כמו עגל, לבנון וסיריון כמו בן רעמים. כל אדוני חוצב להבות אש, כל אדוני יחיל מדבר, יחיל אדוני מדבר קדש. כל אדוני יחולל איילות, ויחשוף יערות ובהיכלו, כולו אומר כבוד. אדוני למבול ישב, וישב אדוני מלך לעולם. אדוני עוז לעמו ייתן, אדוני יברך את עמו בשלום. בשלום, 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 בשלום.
Messianic candle lighting blessing for the Shabbat in the Hebrew and the English tongue. Baruch atah Yahweh Eloheinu melech haolam asher kidishanu b'mitzvotav v'zivanu lehiyot ur lagoyim banatan lanu et Yehoshua Mishianu Ur Ha'olam. Blessed is Yahweh Almighty, our King of the universe, who sanctifies I and I, we, Yahweh's people, with his commandments, and commanded I and I, we, Yahweh's people, to be a light to the nations, and who gave to I and I, we, Yahweh's people, Yehoshua, our Messiah, the light of the world.
And Jah Rastafari.
Jah Rastafari. Jah Rastafari. Jah Rastafari.
Yay, yay, yay,
yay, yay, yay.
For from the rising of the sun, even unto the going down of the same, my name shall be great among the Gentiles. And in every place incense shall be offered unto my name, and a pure offering. For my name shall be great among the heathen, saith the Lord of hosts, saith the Lord of hosts, saith the Lord of hosts, saith the Lord. Let my prayer be set forth before thee as incense, and the lifting up of my hands as the evening sacrifice, evening sacrifice.
Anna, bekoach, we beg thee, Anna, Anna, bekoach, gedulata yamin katir zerura, with the strength and greatness of thy right arm, gedulata yamin katir zerura, untangle our united fate, aver arina ta amika, accept your people, thy people's song. Kaver arina ta amika, zangveid, 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 ahreinu, nora, nora. Elevate and purify us, zangveid, 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 ahreinu, elevate and purify I and I, nora, nora. Awesome one, dreaded one, dreaded one, awesome one, na gibor. Please, heroic one, mighty one, na gibor, dorsheya yehudeka, those who pursue your uniqueness, kubavata shamrei, guard them as the pupil of the eye, kubavat shamrei, barchem, tahare, rachemei, sidkateka tamida tamle. Bless them, purify them, pity, pity, barkein, ahrein, rachemi, tzidkateka tamida, may your righteousness always reward, always reward them. Chasin kadosh berov tuvika, powerful and holy and Isla one, in goodness, nahela edateka, in goodness lead your flock, yachida ge'eh le'amika b'nei, zokhreya Kedushateka, unique and proud one, to your people turn. Zokre, those who remember Kedushateka, your holiness, your islandness, your set apartness. Show atenu kavel, accept our cries. Show atenu kavel, accept our cries. Ushma and hear our screams, accept our cries, our shout outs. Show Aden, Kavya Ushima, Ushaik Aden, Yo Dea Ta Elumot, O Noah of Mysteries, of Secrets, Yo Dea Ta Elumot, Baruch Shem Kvod Malkuto, Le'olam Oed, blessed is the name of His Majesty, of His Noble Kingdom, forever and ever. Zakor et Yom HaShabbat L'Kadesho. Remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy, to keep it set apart. Zakor et Yom HaShabbat L'Kadesho. Remember the Sabbath day to keep it set apart, to keep it holy. Zakor et Yom HaShabbat L'Kadesho.
Besma'ab wewelid wemenfes kedus ahadu amlak. Ze kedamit ye kedamit besen bet ken Meskel Abra Samayin Bekwakibit Shalame Kohulum Yilik Sahayin Asaye Meskel Abra Samayin Bekwakibit Shalame. On the Sabbath Eve, the cross shined and had the heavens embroidered with stars. Of all the sun is seen, the cross shined and had the heavens embroidered with stars.
Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in thy sight, O Most High Celestial Jah Rastafari. The heavens declare the glory of the Most High, and the firmament showeth his handiwork. Day unto day uttereth speech, and night unto night showeth knowledge. There is no speech nor language where thy voice is not heard. Their line is gone out through all the earth, and their words to the end of the world. Rastafari. As a bridegroom coming out of his chamber, and rejoiceth as a strong man to run a race. His going forth is from the end of the heaven, and his circuit upon the ends of it. And there is nothing hid from the heat thereof. Lightning. Everyone should know. Converting the soul. The testimony of the Most High is true, making wise the simple. The statutes of the Most High are right, rejoicing the heart. The commandment of the Most High is pure, enlightening the eyes. The fear of the Most High is clear, enduring forever. The judgments of the Most High are true and righteous altogether. More to be desired are they than gold. Yea, more than much fine gold. Sweeter also than the honey and the honeycomb. Moreover, by them is thy servant warned, and in keeping of them there is great reward. Who can understand his errors? Cleanse thou me from secret faults. Keep back thy servant also from presumptuous sins. Let them not have dominion over I. Then shall I be upright, and I shall be innocent from the great transgression. Sila, Selassie. Everyone should know. Everyone should know. Rock it. Oh, Rastafari. And the meditation of thy heart be acceptable in thy sight, O Most High, I strength and I redeemer. Dila, Selassie. Aya Ingi. Barai is a bright and morning.
word, glory to song, glory to the power of the most high, imperial majesty and bride, last year, empress of many nights. I.
Babylon burning, Babylon burning, Babylon burning, they have no water, fire, fire, fire.
God and is terrible among men, he then no like the name. Yes, a new name, Jagat, and is terrible among men, he then no like the name. For when I call him Rastafari, watch how we can tremble. When I call him Rastafari, watch how we can tremble. He then no like
your name. I and I are the black Jews. And Israel king is Israel God. And upon the crucifixion tree there, where Jesus Christ is crucified, you see I Negro.
Ethiopia shall soon stretch out her hands unto God. Sing unto God, ye kingdoms of the earth. O sing praises unto the Lord. Selah.
Blessed be Ab, Ubu, Manfat, Adu, Adu, Amlak, Aman. Princess has come out of Egypt. Ethiopians now stretch his forth their hands unto God. O God of Ethiopia, our divine majesty, thy spirit has come into our heart to dwell in the path of righteousness, leads us. Help us to forgive that we must be forgiven. Teach us love, loyalty on earth as it is in Zion. Endure us with thy wisdom, knowledge and understanding to do thy will. Thy blessing to you, that the hungry be fed, the naked be clothed, the sick nourished, the aged protected, and the infant cared for. Deliver us from the hands of our enemies, that we may prove fruitful in these last days, when our enemies are past and decay, in the depths of the sea, in the depths of the earth, or in the bowels of a beast. Oh, give us all a place in thy kingdom forever. Selah. Let the words of our mouth and the meditations of our heart be acceptable in thy sight. O Jah, thou art the strength and our Redeemer that liveth and reigneth in the heart of man.
Lecha Dodi, 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 Lecha Dodi, Likrat Natala, Pene Shabbat, Nikapala. Come, O friend, the bride to meet. Come, O friend, the Sabbath greet. Lecha Dodi, Likrat Natala, Pene Shabbat, Nikapala. To be repeated after each stanza. Lika todi likrati atala bnei shabbati nekapala. Keep and remember we're confused in one word. When the voice divine, divine at Sinai, Sinai was heard. Wa echad ushmo echad echad echad. Wa hirubi uibi Jehovah. Yihya chaja echad ushmo echad. Our Jehovah is one, and one is his name. His name, his name. Yahuwah Echad, Ushmo Echad, L'Shem U'L'Tifereta, V'Tehila. In him is our glory, in him our fame, Ayinai fame. L'Ka Dodi L'Krati Ekala, B'nei Shabbati N'Kabala. Oh, come, let us make Ayinai meet the Queen of Days. The Sabbath HaShabbat yields joy in all her ways. The last of Elohim's walk, but first in his design. The Sabbath HaShabbat foreshadows blessing, baraka, divine. Blessings divine. Lekha Dodi Likrati Akala, B'nei Shabbati Nikabala. Thou holy city, Isla city, thou shrine of HaMelech, of the king, of the Nehus, even Nehus and the guests. Enough of thy grieving. Come now and sing. Yahuwah Jehovah will redeem thee, I. Lift up thy face. Yahuwah Jehovah will restore thee, I, again, to his grace. Lecha Dodi Likrati Akala, Pnei Shabbati Nekabala. Shake off thy dust and arise from the mire. Come and bedeck thee, I, in festive attire. Thy redemption is near, thy weeping let cease. Yahuwah Jehovah will fulfill thy yearnings for peace. Lecha Dodi Likrati Akala, Pnei Shabbati Nekabala. Arise, oh arise, for come is thy light. The darkness is lifted, born is the night. Awake, awake, sing the song of the free. See all thy homeless returning to thee. Lecha Dodi Likrati Akala, Pnei Shabbati Nekabala. Why art thou downcast? Why dost thou moan? Yahuwah Jehovah, his glory upon thee I has shown. Thy foes he vanquished, thy foes he vaunted, he humbled their pride. Elohayik, thy Elohim has loved thee, I, as bridegroom is bride. Lecha Dodi Likrati Akala, Pnei Shabbati Nekabala. In freeness renewed again thou wilt thrive, thy land will blossom, thy youth will revive.
El Elohim, see, sleep, I and I know, and ever acclaim, chanting our praises, I and I eyes to his holy, his Isla name. Lekatotia, likaratia kala, b'nei shabatia nikabala. We, I, and I greet thee, I, O Sabbath, O Shabbat, O Sendatoi, crowned by Adonai, Rastafari. We, I, and I hail thee, I, rejoicing in common accord. We, I, and I are the faithful who bask in thy light. We, I, and I welcome thy day. We, I, and I welcome thy night. Come, O friend, the bride to meet. Come, O friend, the Sabbath, HaShabbat, the Senbet, greet.
Senbet Salam, Senbet Salam. Senbet Salam.
Senbet Salam.
Senbet Salam. Sabbath peace. Sabbath safety. Senbet peace. Rest safely. Rest. The true rest and peace is in Christos and in him. Salam.
There's a Sabbath song known as Shalom Aleichem. We on the air and in the IRIT often play and broadcast the David Solid Gold, kind of a Rastafari, you could say Messianic Jewish brother who has done some very interesting and very good, in my opinion, those of us who have, you know, who can receive it. They call it Rastafari Jewish, you know, or Rastafari Hebrew songs. In other words, him seeing in his own reception Rastafari in that fullness of the Judaic revelation, you know, of the line of the tribe of Judah, Nine Rastafari. So we often play the Shalom Aleichem, right? The Shalom Aleichem, actually, in the Hebrew. Aleichem is more like the Arabic, but Aleichem, Shalom Aleichem, right? Shalom, peace, Alay means upon, like Aliyah, to go up, the idea of up, over, upon, Shalom Aleichem. Kem is the Hebrew, I guess you could call it, suffix, that would, pronoun suffix that would express you all. So in saying Shalom, peace, Aleh, upon, above, Kem, peace be upon you. So Shalom Aleichem is peace be upon you. Now, the Shalom Aleichem, a traditional song that's sung by Jews, Yehudi, right, black and brown, every Friday night. So every Friday night upon the return home from shul, from synagogue, from the Knesset, or the Kalal, right, or excuse me, the Kahal, Slika, Slichuna, forgive I, looking at the various ways in the Hebrew when we talk about what is a synagogue. Synagogue is really from the Greek. It literally means the gathering. So when you hear one say synagogue, to overstand it in the true, it means the gathering. So the synagoga, seen, means together, and gaga in the Greek, the koina, means to gather. So from the gathering together. So the Shalom Aleichem, peace be upon you, is a traditional song that is sung by Yehudi, Jews, and Judahites every Friday night upon returning home from the gathering prayer or from the synagogue prayer. It signals the arrival of the Judaic or the Hebraic Shabbat, the arrival of the Jewish Sabbath, as it's called, welcoming the angels, welcoming and the welcoming of the angels who are said to accompany a person home on the eve of the Sabbath. And the eve of the Sabbath is Friday. That's why we say, thank Jah Rastafari, it is Friday. Why? We thank Jah Rastafari for the Friday because it's the beginning of the Shabbat and because it is the sabbatical, right, the sabbatical eve, the eve of the Shabbat. So in our sharing the David Gold or Gould, David Solid Gold song, Shalom Aleichem, even previously, we would take, you know, a little bit of time to kind of explain a little bit more. We went to the Wikipedia page and, you know, the free encyclopedia giving a little more reference. And in the time being, we have been able to study up a little bit more and bring this word forward to the eye, you know, to give thanks and praise, but give thanks with understanding so that when ones and ones hear it, there can be a at least a context to, well, what is the Shalom Aleichem? What is it? And what is it all about? So this is called a liturgical, a liturgy, a poem of the liturgy, or poem in the Kaddish. What is called the Kaddish, Kadesha, to be holy, we say Kadase in the Ethiopic, the Kaddish, or the Isla. So this is an Isla poem that was said to have been written by certain Kabbalists of Safed, by the Kabbalists of Safed, in the late 16th or the early 17th century. So the Shalom Aleichem liturgy, poem, and tune is traced to the late 16th, roughly, or early, between the 16th and the early 17th century. So what we're looking at is roughly the late 1500s and the early 1600s, just to put that into context there. And there's even more study on why some object to this. Some, there's a small minority of rabbis who actually object to this, while others, and then they make it all about the angels. There's some angels. Anyway, according to the homiletical or the homiletic teaching, according to the homiletic teaching in the like the Haggadah or the Haggadah teachings, some would say some of the more fanciful teachings. I'm not saying this is fanciful, that there's no truth to it, but what is the homily? Getting into that, you know, a little bit. But that's found in the Talmud, right, and the teaching, that there are two angels. It is said that there are two angels that accompany people on their way home from the synagogue. It was taught that there were two angels, who would accompany ones and ones on their home from the Friday night gathering, from the synagogue gathering on Friday night. A good angel and a bad angel, or a good angel and an evil angel. Now, if a person's house had been prepared for the Shabbat, then the good angel would utter a baraka, would utter a barakat, would utter a blessing that the next Shabbat will be the same. And the evil angel, the evil messenger, was then forced to respond, Amen. But if the home is not prepared for Shabbat, for the Sabbath, the evil angel expresses the wish that the next Shabbat, the next Sabbath, will be the same. In other words, unprepared for the Sabbath. And the good angel then was forced to respond, Amen. This is interesting. Now, because of that, you know, this custom of singing the Shalom Aleichem on a Friday night before the Kiddush is now nearly universal. And the Kiddush is the lighting of the candles and the preparation of the table and that which is part of the Kiddush that takes place in the home, and also the role of the imabe and the daughter or the mother of the house. Now, despite the fact that certain of the rabbinical, the latter day, mostly the white, the European Jewish Khazarians, they have expressed misgivings. So some of the Khazarians have expressed misgivings concerning this particular liturgical poem, or the Shalom Aleichem, right? But we receive this, and in some of our further studies, when we look at the actual content, in words, what does the Shalom Aleichem say, right, in the Hebrew? And hopefully we'll be able to follow up a little bit more on that as well. But a couple of first words, some first words on the Shalom Aleichem liturgy and the song that is recited in the liturgy. And let's go over this right here, and then hopefully we will be able to share this, whether before or after the playing of the audio, so that one can get it here. Now, this is more Sephardic. And when we say Sephardic, we're speaking of the Spanish black and brown Jews. Let's note that right there, the original Spanish black and brown Jews. And this is getting into, you know, a lot of history. Our story is involved in this, as well as the once lost, now found black and brown Jews. So when we saw what the poem is about, and going through the translation of the song that begins off with Shalom Aleichem, Malake la Sharet, Malake Elyon, Mi melek malke ha melakim ha kadosh baruch hu. That's the first verse right there. The words of the Shalom Aleichem, according to the Sephardi, since it is attributed to certain Kabbalists, some of the Kabbalists of Safed in the late 16th or early 17th century. So when we say the 17th century, that's the 1600s. When we say the 16th century, right, that is the 1500s. Like saying, we say it's the 21st century, right? But actually it's the 2000s, or it's 2000, when it was the 19th century, right? You know, we say last century was the 20th century, now it's the 1900s, right? And the 19th century was the 1800s. So that one can understand what period of time we're speaking about. And who, no doubt, composed, what was the theology of those who composed the Shalom Aleichem? Let's listen to the first words. Peace upon you. It says, peace upon you. Peace be upon you, ministering angels, messengers of the Most High, of the Supreme King of Kings, the Holy One, blessed be He. Shalom Aleichem, Malake Ha Sharet, Malake Elyon, Mi Malek Malake Ha Melakim Ha Kadosh Baruch Hu. And we saw this mention of the King of Kings. I said, that is interesting. The mention of the King of Kings. The King of Kings. And this is one reason why I and I, Rastafari, the once lost, now found, we chant this liturgical or liturgy poem, this Shalom Aleichem. And further, it goes on to say, Bo Akem la Shalom Malake ha Shalom Malake Elyon. Mimalek Malke Ha Melakim Ha Kadosh Baruch Hu. Come in peace, messengers of peace, of Shalom, messengers of Elyon, of the Most High, of the Supreme King of Kings, the Holy One. Blessed be He. Barchuni Le Shalom Malake Ha Shalom Malake Elyon. Mimalek Malke Ha Melakim Ha Kadosh Baruch Hu. Bless I with peace, messengers of Shalom, messengers of Elyon, the Most High, of the Supreme King of Kings, the Holy One, Baruch Hu, blessed be He. Last line, Sa'atikem le Shalom Malake ha Shalom Malake Elyon. Mimalek Malke Ha Melakim Ha Kadosh Baruch Hu. May your departure be in Shalom, messengers of Shalom, messengers of Elyon, of the Most High, of the Supreme King of Kings, the Holy One. Blessed be He who be who He be. Awo, amen and amen. Shalom aleichem. Malake ha-sharet, malake elyon. Mi malek, malke ha-melakim, ha-kadosh, baruch hu. Peace be upon you, ministering angels, messengers of the Most High, of the Supreme King of Kings. Katamawi. Haile Selassie, Ha Kadosh, the Holy One, Baruch Hu, blessed be He, be He, be He, be He, be He, be He, be He. Be he.
His foundation is in the whole of mountain. Jealous is the gates of Zion more than all the dwellings of Jacob. Glorious things have been spoken of the O city of God. I'll make mention to Rahab and Babylon to them that know I. With the old Philistine Tyria, with Ethiopia, it shall be said that this man was born there. And the highest himself shall establish the earth. Jah Rastafari.
Shabbat shalom, Sembet salam. Shabbat shalom, Sembet salam. Shalom aleichem. Shalom lakem. Shalom aleichem. Peace be upon you all. Shalom lakem. Peace to you all. Just love the tune right here, here, here. Let me share this here. Shalom aleichem. Shabbat song. Yes, shalom aleichem, right there. So the Kabbalat Shabbat, welcoming the Sabbath. You know, we begin off with Psalm 95 to 99, plus Psalm 29, those six songs right there. Then the Ana B'Koach,
extolling the attributes of Yahweh Eloheinu, He who be, we be the Almighty. Then we have the Lekha Dodi, Lekha, come Dodi, my friend, my beloved one. Come to meet the bride, come to meet the Shabbat for the Shabbat time. And so here, just sealing it forward. We then have Psalm 92, which is a Sabbath day psalm, Psalm 92. And then we seal up with the Friday evening psalm. So a little bit of reversing of the order, the Friday evening psalm is Psalm 93. But on the Shabbat Eve, the Erev Shabbat, right here on the end in the Irid, we first chant the Sabbath psalm 92, because that's what we're looking forward. So
Psalm 92. It is a good thing to give thanks unto the Lord and to sing praises unto thy name, O Most High, to show forth thy loving kindness in the morning and thy faithfulness every night upon an instrument of 10 strings and upon the psaltery, upon the harp with a solemn sound. For thou, Lord, hast made me glad through thy work. I will triumph in the works of thy hands. O Lord, how great are thy works, and thy thoughts are very deep. A brutish man knoweth not, neither doth a fool understand this. When the wicked spring as the grass, and when all the workers of iniquity do flourish, it is that they shall be destroyed forever. But thou, Lord, art most high forevermore. For lo, thine enemies, O Lord, for lo, thine enemies shall perish. All the workers of iniquity shall be scattered. But my horn shalt thou exalt like the horn of an unicorn. I shall be anointed with fresh oil. Mine eye also shall see my desire on mine enemies, and mine ears shall hear my desire of the wicked that rise up against me. The righteous shall flourish like the palm tree. He shall grow like a cedar in Lebanon. Those that be planted in the house of the Lord shall flourish in the courts of our God. They shall still bring forth fruit in old age. They shall be fat and flourishing, to show that the Lord is upright. He is my rock, and there is no unrighteousness, 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 no unrighteousness.
Get it? Yes, sir. There's no unrighteousness in him. So that's Psalm 92, the Shabbat psalm, and then sealing up the portion of the Sabbath Eve Seder in order, the Friday evening psalm, which is Psalm 93.
Psalm 93. The Lord reigneth. He is clothed with majesty. The Lord is clothed with strength, wherewith he hath girded himself. The world also is established, that it cannot be moved. Thy throne is established of old. Thou art from everlasting. The floods have lifted up, O Lord. The floods have lifted up their voice. The floods lift up their waves. The Lord on high is mightier than the noise of many waters, yea, than the mighty waves of the sea. Thy testimonies are very sure. Holiness becometh thine house, O Lord, forever, 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 forever.
In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. In the beginning, Jah created the heaven and the earth. Then created man of his own likeness. Gave unto man wisdom, knowledge, and understanding.
whom doth the cock crow is that old saying, for whom doth the cock crow? It croweth for I and I and I. So here for the Shabbat time, Shabbat Shalom. Sabbath is a memorial. It's also a memorial. It's you say the first of the holy days for Kol Yisrael. The Shabbat is the first of the holidays, regular, you know, the seventh day holiday here on the eve of the sixth day we prepare. Since it's a memorial of creation, the theme of iration and the blameless creator, as man was not emanated from a deity or creator, but man was created in the image after likeness, male and female, he created them, but he created this whole universe, universally speaking. So Shabbat is a memorial of creation, and here, just to seal up right here, this portion of the service, it's the Sabbath day. This tune here by Benjamin, instrumental by Rico Dubwise. It's the Shabbat memorial of creation.
Thus the heavens and the earth were finished, and all the host of them. And on the seventh day God ended his work which he had made, and he rested on the seventh day from all his work which he had made. And God blessed the seventh day and sanctified it, because that in it he had rested from all his work which God created and made. These are the generations of the heavens and of the earth when they were created, in the day that the Lord God made the earth and the heavens, and every plant of the field before it was in the earth, and every herb of the field before it grew.
Shabbat, Shabbat, Shabbat.
Wherefore the Lord blessed the Sabbath day and hallowed it.
and set it apart and hallowed it and set it apart.
Shabbat Shalom, send
it
shalom.
Shabbat Shalom, send it shalom. Shabbat Shalom, send it shalom. Shabbat Shalom, send it shalom. So we have a psalm. Today's daily psalm right here, here, here. For the sixth day here in this season right here. Today's daily psalm, Psalm 14. Theme of the fool has said in his heart, we're going to ride up with that, right here, 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 today's daily psalm.
Boom again, shalom, shalom, here we have today's daily psalm, we have psalm.
Psalm 14.
Mizmor Yud-Dalet, Lam Natseach le-David.
The fool hath said in his heart, in his heart, in his heart, in his heart.
Amar naval belibo, 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 belibo.
There is no God, no God, no God, no God.
En Elohim, en Elohim, en Elohim, en Elohim, en Elohim.
They are corrupt. They have done abominable works. There is none that doeth good. The Lord looked down from heaven upon the children of men to see if there were any that did understand and seek God. They are all gone aside. They are all together become filthy. There is none that doeth good. No, not one. Have all the workers of iniquity no knowledge? Who eat up my people as they eat bread and call not upon the Lord? There were they in great fear, for God is in the generation of the righteous. Ye have shamed the counsel of the poor, because the Lord is his refuge. Oh, that the salvation of Israel will come out of Zion. When the Lord bringeth back the captivity of his people, Jacob shall rejoice, and Israel shall be glad, 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 shall be glad.
Well, let the righteous be glad. Let them rejoice before God, before God, before God, before God.
Glass! Rastafari. Glass! Rastafari. Glass! Rastafari.
And here, 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 a rhema tune with today's daily psalm, Psalm 14. Here's a rhema, like a right now tune that brings out, you know, some of the essence, the irony of the daily psalm right here, here, here. Shema Yisrael.
If naked fools, you think you are cool, to deny me for simplicity. Thank you.
we're here, Psalm 14, Psalm 14. First, let's go over the Sefer Tehillim, the Hebrew Psalter, what's written there. In our studies, when we see in the Royal Amharic Bible, as well as the LXX, there are what are called missing verses. And it appears that in Romans chapter 3, verse 10 to 18, we find these missing verses, at least from the English KJV, and also from the Hebrew, some of the Hebrew manuscripts. We don't find these particular verses there. So we're going to zoom in on that. But first, let's go over this Peshat, like a plane, an overall kind of a read to get the, you know, we say the traditional version that we know right there to get an overview, and it's going to be in the Hebrew. So the Hebrew,
Mizmor Yod Dalet, Mizmor Yud Dalet, Mizmor Yod Dalet, Mizmor Yud Dalet. Psalm XIV, Psalm 14. Lanat Eyach Lid David. Amar Nabal Belibo, Ein Elohim. He Shachitu, Hitaivu Elila, Ein Oseto. For the leader, for the chief musician, for the overcomer, Lanat Eyach Lid David of David. Amar Nabal Belibo, Ein Elohim. The fool hath said in his heart, Ein Elohim. Amar Nabal Belibo. Amar, to say Nabal, the fool, Belibo, in his heart, Ein, there's no Elohim. There's no Elohim. He Shachitu, Ahitaibu Elila. They have dealt corruptly. He Shachitu, they have done abominably. Hita'ibu elila, ain ose to. There is none, no one. Ain. There is none. Ose to, that doeth good. Amar Nabal belibo, ain Elohim. He shachitua hita'ibu elila, ain ose to. Yahuwah mishamayim, he shakif al b'nei Adam. Lero taheyesha masakil, doresh et Elohim. Jehovah, he who be, we be, Yahuwah, looked forth from heaven. Mi Shamayim, he shakif, up on the children of men, al b'nei Adam. Yahuwah, mi Shamayim, he shakif, al b'nei Adam. Lirot, heyesh maskil, lirot, to see, lirot, heyesh, if there were any, heyesh, there be, maskil. If there were any man, if there were any of my skill of understanding, understanding, overstanding, lirot heyesh maskil, doresh et Elohim, that did seek, doresh et Elohim, that did seek Elohim. Hakol sar yachdal ne lachu, ein oseto, ein kam echad. They are all corrupt. Hakol, the all, sar, they are all corrupt. Hakol sar yachdal, they are together, yachdal, ne'lachu, yachdal, ne'lachu. They are together, become ne'lachu, impure, ain, or say, to, ain, there is none, none, ain, or say, that doeth, to, that doeth good, ain, or say, to, ain, gam, echad, ain, there is none, no one, ain, gam, also. And also there's none, echad, no, not one. Ain, there's none, also echad, not one, not one. Hello, ya'idu, call upon Eleahun, okleya ami, okulu lechem, Yahuwah, log out. Shall not all the workers of iniquity know it? Hello, ya'idu, hello, ya'idu, ya'idu, hello, ya'idu, ya'idu, to know, them to know. Hello, ya'idu. Call po ele awen. Shall not all the workers call po ele? Po ele awen. Po ele awen. Shall not the workers of iniquity yad'u know it? Hello, yad'u. Call po ele awen. Okle ami okulu lechem. Who eat up my people? Okle ami. Okle, the eaters are me, my people, they who eat my people. Okle are me, okulu lechem, they eat bread like they eat bread. Okle are me, okulu lechem. Yahuwah, look out, and call not upon he who be who he be. He who be who he be, Yahuwah, lo, no, karao, they don't call, Yahuwah, lo, karao, hallo, yadu, call po ele awen, okle ammi, okulu lechem, Yahuwah, lo, karao, sham, pachdua, pachada, ki Elohima, bedura, tzadik, there, sham, there are they in great fear, sham, pachdu, pachad, in great fear, in great dread, sham, Pachadu pachad ki Elohim for Elohim ki Elohim bedor tzadik in the generation bedor tzadik in the generation of the righteous for Elohim is in the generation of the righteous shama pachadu pachad ki Elohim bedor tzadik it's ata aniya tarishu ki Yahuwah machsehu ye yah would put to shame the counsel of the poor. It's at ani. It's at the counsel ani of the poor. It's at ani atarishu. Tarishu, you would shame. Your shame. It's at ani atarishu. Ki Yahuwah machsehu. For he who be who he be. Ki Yahuwah. Ki Yahuwah. Ki Yahuwah machsehu. Machsehu is his refuge. For he who be is his refuge. It's ata ani tarishu. Ki Yahuwah machsehu. Mi yitena mitzion. Yeshu ata Yisrael. Beshuv Yahuwah shuvut ammo. Yagel Yaakov. Yismach Yisrael. Oh, let the salvation of Israel were come out of Zion, when he who be, Jehovah, turneth the captivity of his people. May Yaakov, may Jacob rejoice. May Israel be glad. Mi yitain, mi who yitain, who to give, who will give. Mi yitain ami tzion, me from Zion, from Zion. Mi yitain, mi tzion. Who will give from Zion? Yeshuat, Yeshuat, salvation, victory. Yeshuat, Yeshua, Yeshuat, Yisrael. Who will give from Zion? Yisrael's Yeshua, Yisrael's salvation, Yisrael's victory. Mia yiten, mi tzion, Yeshuata Yisrael. Beshuvi Yehovah, Shavuta Amo. When he who be, turneth. Beshuv Yahuwah, Beshuvi Yahuwah, when he who be turneth, Shavut Ammo, the captivity, the Shavut Ammo, the captivity of Ammo, of his people, Yagel Yaakov, rejoice, Jacob, he rejoices, Jacob rejoices, Yagel Yaakov, Yismach, glad, happy, Yismach, Yisrael, Israel, happy, Mizmor Yod, Dalet, Mizmor Yudalet, Lamnatzeach le David, Amar Nabal b'libo, Ein Elohim, Hishachitua hita'ibu elila, Ein oseto, Yahuwah mishamayim, Hishakif al b'nei Adam, Lerota heyesha masakil, Doresh et Elohim, Hakol sar yachdawa ne'elachu, Ein oseto, Ein kam echad, Hallo ayadu, Kol apu eleawen, Okle ami okulu lechem. Yahuwah lo karao. Sham pachdu pachad. Ki Elohim bidura tzadika. It's ata oniya tarishu. Ki Yahuwah machsehu. Mi yitain ami tzion. Yeshuata Yisrael. Beshuvi Yahuwah shavuta ammo. Yagel Yaakov. Yismach Yisrael. 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 Yisrael.
Let the righteous be glad. Let them rejoice before God. Before God. Before God.
Jump! Rastafari! Jump! Rastafari! Jump! Rastafari!
Psalms Psalm 14.
Mizmor Yudalet. Lamnatseya le David, le David, le David, le David.
The fool hath said in his heart, his heart, his heart, his heart.
Amar Naval Belipo, 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 Belipo.
There is no God, no God, no God, no God.
En Elohim, En Elohim, 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 Elohim.
They are corrupt. They have done abominable works. There is none that doeth good. The Lord looked down from heaven upon the children of men to see if there were any that did understand and seek God. They are all gone aside. They are all together become filthy. There is none that doeth good. No, not one. Have all the workers of iniquity no knowledge? Who eat up my people as they eat bread and call not upon the Lord? There were they in great fear, for God is in the generation of the righteous. Ye have shamed the counsel of the poor, because the Lord is his refuge. Oh, that the salvation of Israel will come out of Zion. When the Lord bringeth back the captivity of his people, Jacob shall rejoice, and Israel shall be glad. 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 Shall be glad.
Mizmor Yudalet. Lamnatseya le David, Amar Naval Belipo, En Elohim, Ishitu, Itrivu Alila, En Osetov, Adonai Mishamaim Hishtif, Al Bene Adam, Lirot, Hayesh Maskil, Doresh et Elohim, Hakol Sar Yahdav Neelahu, En Osetov, אין גם אחד. הלא ידעו כל פועלי אבן, אוכלי עמי אכלו לחם. אדוני לא קראו, שם פחדו פחד, כי אלוהים בדור צדיק. עצת עמי תבישו, כי אדוני מחסהו. מי ייתן מציון ישועת ישראל, ושוב אדוני שבות עמו, יגל יעקב, ישמח ישראל.
Here, here, here. Basic Hebrew. Here, here, here. Baby Hebrew. Shema Yisrael. 1 to 22. Abba da da ha. Wa za ha ta. Ya ka la ma na sa. A pa sa ka ra sha ta. Again. Basic Hebrew. Baby Hebrew. 1 to 22. 22. 22. 22. Abba ga da ha. Wa za ha ta. Ya ka la ma na sa. A pa sa ka ra sha ta. 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 A aleph. Ba bait. Ga gimel. Da dalet. Ha he. Wa wow. Za zain. Ha chet. Ta tet. Ya yod. Ka kaf. La lamed. Ma bain, na nun, sa samech, a ain, pa pe, sa sadai, ka kof, ra resh, sha shin, ta tau, ta tau, ta tau, ta tau, abagadaha, wa za hat a, ya ka la mana, sa a pa sa, ka ra sha ta, 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 ta. Ta, 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 ta.
For with stammering lips and another tongue, for with stammering lips and another tongue, for with stammering lips and stammering lips and stammering lips and stammering lips to this place.
Shalom, Chavarim. Shalom. Today's daily song, according to the Royal Order of Ethiopian Hebrews, and hereafter order of Melchizedek, We have Psalm Yod Dalet. Yod Dalet. Psalm XIV, Psalm 14 from the Sefer Tehillim. It seemed a corrupt world. It seemed folly and wickedness. Folly and wickedness of man. In Soloch Kafat, today's daily psalm, there are two lines of interpretation that have been applied to today's daily psalm, Psalm Yod Dalet, Psalm 14. There are many that understand it as a description of the hard lot of Yisrael in a godless world. Some interpret today's daily psalm along two lines. One of the lines is that it's a description of the hard lot of Yisrael, of Israel, in a godless world. On the other hand, others interpret today's daily psalm as depicting the fate of the righteous elements, the fate of the righteous elements in Israel amidst a scene of moral decadence and moral degeneration in the nation. Some adopt the former as a more probable view. Now, it should be noted that Psalm 14 is repeated in Psalm 53 with a few variations and a few variants. So we have today's daily psalm, the Yod Dalet, La Menatziah Li David, for the chief musician of David, Amar Naval Ber Libo Hein Elohim. He is Shechitu, Hita'ibu, Elila, Hain, Osetov. The fool has said in his heart, Hain Elohim, there is no God. He Shechitu, They are corrupt. They have dealt corruptly. Here KJV reads, they are corrupt. They have done abominable works. There is none that doeth good. They have dealt corruptly. They have done abominably. There is none, hain or say told. There is none that doeth good. The fool has said in his heart, Amar Naval Belibo, Ein Elohim, He Shachitu, He Ta'ivu, Elil, Ein Ose Tov, Yahuwah. Mia Shamaim, Hisha Kaif Al Bnei Adam, Lirot, Heyesh Masakil, Doresh Et Elohim. He who be, we be, Yahuwah, look down, Jehovah, look down from heaven upon the children of men to see if there were any that did understand and seek Elohim. Hakol sar yachdao ne'elahu. They are all going aside. They are all together become filthy. Ein gam achad, ein oseh tov, ein gam echad. They are all gone aside. They are all together become filthy. There is none, no one, none that doeth good. No, not one. Here we have the Aleph, Beit, the Gimel, first three verses to get a basic foundation in today's daily psalm, according to the royal order, Ethiopian Hebrews, Yod Dalet here, getting a Hebrew groundation to today's daily psalm. We have the psalmist and I observing that the human race is morally, the moral corruption. Evildoers, they downpress Jah people. But the psalmist and I is confident in the victory, the salvation of his divine majesty, the victory of good over evil, confident of Jah's protection, and anticipating a day, oh, what a day, when Jah will vindicate Israel. And Jah will vindicate the Israel of Jah.
Rastafari.
But the fool, Amar Nabal, Belibo, Ein Elohim. The fool says in his heart, Amar Nabal, the fool. In the Hebrew, Nabal, the word Nabal, it connotes moral and not intellectual deficiency. Take note. Pay attention. Fool, Hebraically, the Nabal, some say Naval, but properly pointed, the Nabal connotes or connotates moral foolishness and not intellectual deficiency. Moral deficiency and not intellectual deficiency. Take note. In Isaiah 32:5, his conduct is described, the word is translated vile person, and that is its meaning right here. He or she is a person lacking in sense of honor, is a person lacking in a sense of decency, deliberately, willfully, even we can say with malice aforethought, preferring evil to the good, preferring the lie to the truth. Thus, Amar Naval, the fool says, Belibo, said in his heart, the heart, Belibo, the heart. The heart is the seat of thought, Hebraically speaking. The Nabal had come to this definite conclusion. This, we can say, the Nabal's philosophy. Give us a teaching of this magic. We don't want the Nabal's philosophy. No devil of fools. This is the fool's philosophy. The fool, the Nabal, had come to this definite conclusion, which he made the ruling principle of his life, of his liberty. And what is that? Ein Elohim. There is no Elohim who observes human conduct and distinguishes between the virtuous and the vicious, between the righteous and the ratchet. The fool has said in his heart, Ein Elohim, there is no Elohim. There is no, in that sense, justice. Elohim, Hebraically speaking, justice. There is no Elohim who observes the human conduct and distinguishes and discerns between the virtuous and the righteous according to the Nabal, according to the fool. There is no distinguishment between the righteous and the ratchet according to the fool. It's all the same according to the fool. Now we have Psalm 10, verse 4, also in Psalm 73, round about verse 11. This is why it next reads, He Shahitu Elila. They have dealt corruptly, unrestrained by any sense of cognizance and recognition some say believe in Elohim, and Elohim, the true good, the true God, as the world's judge, Hashem Fate. Mankind, humanity in general, has and is growing utterly dissolute and degenerate. Yahuwah Mishamayim, He shakef al bnei Adam. He who be who he be, look forth from heaven. Yahuwah Mishamayim, He shakef. Al b'nei Adam, look forth from Shamayim, Mishamayim. Emphatically denying, therefore, the theory, we emphatically deny the theory of the Nabal, the theory of the fool, far from his point of view, from his abode, far from the foolish point of view, from his far-off abode, in Shamayim, Mishamayim, Elohim, he who be, we be, scrutinize the ways of men upon the earthly plane, to see, lirot, hayesh, Maskil, Hayesh. If there was any, to see if there was Hayesh, Yesh, to be, to exist, Hayesh. If there was any, Maskil, Lirot, Hayesh, Maskil, to see if there were any man of understanding that did seek Doresh et Elohim, that did seek after Elohim, a man of understanding who perceived the falsity of the theory, the falsity of the statement that ain Elohim, that there is no Elohim, that did seek after Elohim, that recognized there was an Elohim, and there is Elohim, there's a true good, there's a true God, is there any? Doresh et Elohim, seek after Elohim to act in a manner which would be in accord with his will. This is the verification that there was one and ones who seek after Elohim, who recognize the falsity of the theory, Hain Elohim. The fool, he says this where? Belibo, in his heart, in his the seat of his thought, his feeling and thinking, and he acts on that. Is there any that did seek Elohim, Doresh et Elohim? Hakol Sar Yachdal, ne? Elahu hein oset of hein gam echad. They are all gone aside. They are all together become filthy. There is none that doeth good. No, not one. So the fool says in his heart, the singular is used here in a collective and a representative. This is a case study, representative sense. Case study right here, the fool, the Nabal, Amar, Nabal, Galibo. Pay attention. Case study, representative sense. Although the singular is used here, it's used in a collective and a representative sense. The typical fool, Nabal, hebraically here, is envisioned and seen, Chabarim. There is no Elohim. An interesting statement, indeed. The statement is most likely not a philosophical assertion that Elohim does not exist. That's under Hebraic view, that Elohim does not exist. But rather, there's a confident affirmation that Elohim is unconcerned or will not take any concern about how men live morally and ethically. Psalm 10, verses 4 and 11 brings that out even more. Thus they act corruptly. They make a deed evil. They act with corruption. They act corruptly, and they make a deed evil. He shachitu, hita evil. Alila, 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 alila. The verbs, they describe the typical behavior of the ratchet, of the wicked. The subject of the plural verbs is the sons of men, the B'nai, Adam, Yahuwah Mishamayim, he shekef, he looked down, he looked forth, he scrutinized, all B'nai Adam, al-B'nai Adam. So we have the B'nai Adam, the sons of Adam, here from verse 2. The entire human race is characterized as being in a fallen state, or biblically, scripturally speaking, a sinful state, a fallen state, right? Upful behavior. This practical atheism, there's a practical atheism that HaTorah and Jah is concerned with. Not if this one said that, oh, there's no God, but if one acted according as though this is their practice, that there is no Elohim, living as if there is no Elohim who will hold them accountable for their actions. See, this makes them fools, and fools indeed. Fools indeed. Pay attention. For one of the earmarks of folly is to fail to anticipate the long-range consequences of one's behavior. So thus, the context of this brings us to this word, ain or say, ain, none, or say, or say, or say, to do, ain or say tov, a doer of good, ain, there's none, ain or say tov, there's no doer over that.
Every Cha Rastafari.
All of yours will hear, and all of I will see. They will see, and they will hear. It is good.
So hear, midrash on today's psalm, Mizmor Yod Dalet, Psalm XIV, Mizmor Yod Dalet. For the leader, a psalm of David, the fool has said in his heart, So here, midrash on today's psalm, Mizmor Yod Dalet. Psalm XIV, Mizmor Yod Dalet. For the leader, a psalm of David, the fool has said in his heart, there is no God. Hear. Opening verse of today's psalm, Mizmor Yod Dalet. Lanatzeach le David, Amar Naval Bilibo, Ein Elohim. For the leader, the chief musician, the overcomer, La Menatzeach of David, le David, Amar Naval Bilibo, Ein Elohim. The fool hath said, Amar Nabal, ancient Hebrew, Nabal, modern Hebrew, Naval, Amar Nabal, the fool, the Nabal, hath said, Belibo, in his heart, Ein Elohim. These words are to be considered in the light, the illumination, what scripture says elsewhere, even in Jeremiah chapter 17, verse 10, where it reads, I, the Lord, search the heart. I try the reins even to give every man according to his ways. Yirmeyahu, Jeremiah, chapter 17, verse 10. Ani Yehovah choker leib, bochein layot, we lateta leish, ki derako, ki derakayo, I, ani, Yahuwah, he who be, who he be, ani Yahuwah, search the heart, choker leib, search the heart, choker leib, I try the reins, bochein, k'layot, bochein, k'layot, k'layot, the kidneys, the reins, bochein, k'layot, even to give every man according to his ways, with lateta, to give, with latet, to give, le'ish, to every ish, to ish, for ish, the man, with lateta le'ish, ki derako, as according to his ways, ki derakayo, ani Yehovah choker leib, bochein kalayot, with lateta le'isha, ki derako, ki derakayo. Of all the parts of the body, why does Scripture single out only the heart and the reins? Why does the Scripture only single out the leib, the heart, kalayot, and the reins, kulalit, kalayot? Because the eyes go astray after the heart, as implied in the verse, even the verse from Bamidbar, from Numbers chapter 15, verse 39, that reads, after your own heart and your own eyes, after that ye all used to go astray. We lo taturu achrei le bavikem, we achrei aynekem, asheratem, zonim achreihem. And that ye that y'all go not about after your own heart and your eyes. We lo taturu achrei le babikem, we achrei aynekem. After that, ye used to go astray, y'all used to go a-hoeing, y'all used to go a-whoring. Asher atem zonim achreihem. We lo taturu achrei le babikem, we achrei aynekem. Asher atem zonim achreihem. After your own heart and your own eyes, after which ye all used to go a-whoring, to go astray, go a-whoring, zonim, zonim, achreihem. Because the ears, and for that matter, all 248 parts of the body go astray after the heart, and the heart moves to satisfy itself only upon the impulse of the reins. Therefore, in this verse, Scripture mentions only the heart and the reins, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Holy One, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, blessed be He, searches the heart, the leib, and tries the kilayot, the reins, the kidneys. Thus, like this, when David said, even in 1 Chronicles 28 and 9, and thou, Solomon, my son, know thou the God of thy father, the Elohim of thy father, and serve him with a whole heart and with a willing mind. For Yahweh searcheth all hearts. What did he mean by all hearts? He meant the two hearts and the two inclinations. The heart that is evil by reason of the evil inclination, the yetzer hara, and the heart, the leib, that is good by reason of the good inclination, the yetzer hatob. Another comment on I, the Lord, search the heart. Another comment on Ani Yehovah choker leib. Ani Yehovah choker leib. Another comment, when the wicked, the ratchet, says in their hearts, quote, we shall devise evil in our hearts, since HaKadosh Baruch Hu, since the Holy One, blessed be He, cannot know, as though such a thing, such a thing, such a thing were conceivable. what is in our hearts. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Holy One, blessed be He, says to them, seek you to hide from me, to hide from I? Is it not written of the likes of you, the likes of y'all, even in Yeshayahu, Esaias, Isaiah 29 and 15, woe to them that seek deep to hide their counsel from the Lord, and their works are in the dark. And they say, who seeth us, and who knoweth us? Hoy, hama el miki, me Yehovah, la satira isa, wehaya be machshaka ma esehem. Wayomru, mi roenu, u mi yodainu. Woe to them. Hoy, that seek deep to hide their counsel from Yahuwah, from Jehovah. Hoy, ha ma el miki, me Yehovah, la satira isa. And their works are in the dark. Wehaya be machshak ma'esehem. And they say, Wayomru, mi roenu, who seeth us, who seeth I and I, who seeth us, mi roenu, and who knoweth us, who knoweth I and I, who knoweth us, umi yod'einu, Hoy, ha ma mekema me Yehovah, la satira aitza, wehaya be machishaka ma esehem, wayomru, mi roenu, umi yodainu. Because you liken the potter's clay to the potter, the plant to the planter, you think that I am like you. Surely, Your turning of things upside down shall be esteemed as the potter's clay. Hear, Yeshayahu, Esaias, chapter 29, next verse, 29:16. Hafikakem him k'chomera hayotzera yehasheba. Oh, your perversity. Hafikakem, oh, your perversity. Shall the potter be esteemed as the clay? Rav Lewi Levi taught, what proverb, mashal, fits here? That of an architect who built a city, making secret chambers and hiding places in it, and then was made governor of the city. When he set out to catch thieves in the city, they ran off and sought to hide themselves within the hiding places. Thereupon, he said, fools, would you hide yourselves from me? I am he who built the city. I am also he who knows all the secret chambers and the way in and the way out of the hiding places. Better than any one of y'all. Likewise, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Holy One, the Isle One, blessed be He, says to Harasha, the ratchet, the defiant, fools, would you hide wicked ratchet counsel in your heart from me, from I? I am He who made man, and so I know all the inner recesses and secret chambers within Him. Hence, here it is said, even in Yeshayahu, Esaias, chapter 29, verse 15, woe to them that seek deep to hide their counsel from Jehovah, from he who be who he be. Hoy, hama'el mekei me Yehovah, la satira aitzah. Rav Yirmiyahu, Jeremiah taught, indeed, scripture says, labyrinthine above all things is the heart, and man being desperately wicked says, who would suspect? Hear, Yirmiyahu, Jeremiah, chapter 17, verse 9. Akob, hale, mikol, we anush hu, mi ayedainu. The heart is deceitful above all things. Akob, hale, mikol, or labyrinthine above all things is the heart. Hakova Halev Mikol, or Akoba Halev Mikol, deceitful, deceitful, labyrinthine above all things is the heart, deceitful the heart, Akob Halev Mikol from all, we Anush, who, and he and it exceeding weak, we Anush, who, me Yedainu, who can know it, me Yedainu. Akova Hale Mikol We Anushu Mia Yedainu. And goes on to say, I Yahuwah, he who be who he be, search the heart. I try the reins. Ani Yahuwah Choker Leib Bochein Kut Layot. That is, I am he who searches the heart, who tries the reins, and who reveals the secret places. I be he who be who he be, Ani Yahuwah, who searches the heart, who tries the reins, the kidneys, the kalayot, and who reveals the secret places. As Daniel says, God revealeth the deep and secret things. Even in Daniel chapter 2, verse 22, Elohim revealeth the deep and secret thing, 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 and secret thing.
Just in this world, don't remain is a danger to me.
Psalm 14.
Mizmor Yudalet Lamnatseah le David.
The fool hath said in his heart, in his heart, in his heart, in his heart.
Amar naval belibo, 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 belibo.
There is no God, no God, no God, no God, no God.
En Elohim, en Elohim, en Elohim, Elohim, Elohim.
They are corrupt. They have done abominable works. There is none that doeth good. The Lord looked down from heaven upon the children of men to see if there were any that did understand and seek God. They are all gone aside. They are all together become filthy. There is none that doeth good. No, not one. Have all the workers of iniquity no knowledge? Who eat up my people as they eat bread and call not upon the Lord? There were they in great fear, for God is in the generation of the righteous. Ye have shamed the counsel of the poor, because the Lord is his refuge. Oh, that the salvation of Israel will come out of Zion. When the Lord bringeth back the captivity of his people, Jacob shall rejoice, and Israel shall be glad, shall be glad, shall be glad, shall be glad, shall be glad.
Mizmor Yudalet Lamnatseah le David Amar naval belibo En Elohim Ishidu Hidrivu Alila En Osetov Adonai Mishamaim Hishtif Al Bene Adam Lirot Hayesh Maskil Doresh et Elohim Hakol Sar Yahdav Ne'elahu En Osetov En Gam Ehad Halo Yad'u Kol Po'ale Aven Ochele Ammi Achelu Lechem Adonai Lo Kara'u Sham Pahadu Fahad Ki Elohim Vedor Tzadik Atzat Ani Tavishu Ki Adonai Mahseu Mi yiten mitzion yeshuat Yisrael, Beshuv Adonai shevut ammo, Yagel Yaakov, Yishmah Yisrael.
Another comment, here, today's Psalm Mizmor Yod Dalet. Amara Nabala Belibo Ein Elohim. The fool have said in his heart, there is no Elohim. Amara Nabal Belibo. The fool, the Nabal, have said in his heart, Belibo. That is Harasha, the ratchet, or ruled by what is in their heart. Thus it is written, the fool have said in his heart, Amar Nabal Belibo. Esau said in his heart, in Bereshit, Genesis 27, verse 41, Jeroboam said in his heart, Libo, in 1 Kings, chapter 12, verse 26, Haman said Belibo in his heart, in Esther 6 and 6. So too Nebuchadnezzar was told, even in Isaiah chapter 14, verse 13, thou saidest in thy heart, I will ascend into heaven. And what happened to him? While the word was in the king's mouth, there fell a voice from heaven, O King Nebuchadnezzar, to thee it is spoken, the kingdom is departed from thee. The kingdom is departed from the eye. Even here in Daniel chapter 4, verse 28. Hence, here it is said, Amar Nabal Belibo. The fool, the Nabal, have said Belibo in his heart. And Esau said in his heart Belibo, according to Bereshit, Genesis chapter 27, verse 41. Let the days of mourning for my father be at hand. Then will I slay my brother Jacob. What was he scheming? He said, quote, for me to slay my father is not the way to gain my end. Instead, I shall tell my father's brother, Ishmael, that he slay my father, while I will slay my brother, Jacob, so that Ishmael, and I together will possess the world. End quote. And thus he spoke to Ishmael, but Belibo in his heart, in his lib, Belibo in his heart, Esau said, quote, after Ishmael has slain Abi, my father, and I have slain Achi, my brother, I will fall upon Ishmael, and will slay him also, and then I alone, all one, shall possess the world. Accordingly, the verse in the Psalms and Psalm reads, the fool hath said in his heart, there is no Elohim. Amar Nabal Belibo, Ein Elohim. Here today's Psalm is Mor Yod Dalet, Psalm 14, Hebraically the first verse. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Holy One, blessed be He, exposed him, according to Obadiah chapter 1, verse 6. How are the sayings of Esau searched out? How are his hidden sayings sought up? Aich nechipesu Esau nibu matzapunayo. How is Esau searched out? Aich nechipesu Esau. How are his hidden places sought out? Nibu matzapunayo. Thus, like this scripture says, even in Jeremiah 49 and 10, Aramis says, but I have made Esau bear. I have uncovered his secret places. But I have made Esau bear. I have uncovered his secret places. Ki ani chasapati eta Esau. Gileiti eta miasetarayo. But I have made Esau beer. Ki ani chasafti. I have made beer. Ki ani chasafti Eta Esau, I have made Esau Esau beer. Gileti, I have uncovered Eta Mia Sitarayo. I have uncovered his secret places. Mia Sitarayo, Mi Sitarayo, his mysteries, his secret places. Gileti, Eta Mi Sitarayo. Tiani, Chasafti, Eta Esau. Gileti, Eta Mia Sitarayo. I have uncovered his mysteries. By that is meant that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Holy One, blessed be he, said to Esau, to Esau, quote, I know what thou saidest in thy heart. So too when Ezekiel declared to Esau, Esau's descendants, according to Ezekiel, Ezekiel 35 and 10, thou hast said, these two nations and these two countries shall be mine, and we will possess it. Ya'ana imarika eta shnei hagoyi ve'eta shitei aha eratzot liya tihiyena v'yarashanuha. Because thou hast said, Ya'ana imarika, these two nations, Eta Shinei Hagoyim, and these two countries with Eta Shitei Aha Eratzota shall be mine, Li Tehienaha, and we will possess it, and we will possess her. We are Rasha Nuha. Ya'ana Marka Eta Shinei Hagoyim with Eta Shitei Aha Eratzota Liya Tehienaha. We are Rasha Nuha. It may be asked, who made known to Yechezekel, Ezekiel, to Ezekiel, what Esau said, Belibo, in his heart? According to the full of the verse right here from Ezekiel, Ezekiel chapter 35, verse 10, it reads, Why Yehovah Sham Hayah, whereas Yahuwah, he who be who he be, was there. Why Yehovah Sham Hayah, Jehovah who was there. Why Yehovah Sham Hayah. A further comment on the fool hath said in his heart. A further comment on Amar Nabal Belibo. It was Harasha, Esau, the wicked, the ratchet Esau, who said one thing with his mouth, but said another thing, Belibo, in his heart. He said, Belibo, in his heart, according to Bereshith, Genesis chapter 27, verse 41, let the days of mourning for my father be at hand. But with his mouth, he said to Abiel, his father, here am I, in Bereshith, Genesis chapter 27, verse 1. Accordingly, HaKadosh, the Holy One, the Sanctified One, the Set Apart One, the Ilo and Baruch Hu, blessed be he, said to him, O wretched one, O wicked one, Rasha, in thy words to Abika, to thy father, thy Ab, thou speakest in a tone of entreaty, saying to him, even in Bereshith, Genesis chapter 27, verse 38, hast thou but one blessing, my father, Abi, yet of such as Esau, Esau, it is said, even in the Mashal and Proverbs, Mishlei Shlomo, the Proverbs of Solomon, Proverbs 26, verse 25, when he speaketh fear, believe him not, for there are seven abominations in his heart. Kia yechanein kolo, ala taimena ba'u. Kia shaba'a to'evota b'libo. When he speaketh fear, literally, maketh his voice gracious. Kia yechanein kolo, kia yechanein kolo. Hebraically, literally, this phrase that is translated in KJV and elsewhere as speaketh fear, Hebraically is, maketh his voice gracious. Ki yechanein kolo, ala taimen ba'u. Admit him not, believe him not. Ala taimen ba'u, al taimen ba'u. Believe him not. Why? Kia sheva'a to'evota b'libo. For there are seven abominations. Ki, for, because, sheva to'evot, sheba to'evot, seven abominations Belibo, in his heart. And here a Midrash note. The Hebrew, quote, speaketh in a tone of entreaty, speaketh in a tone of mitachanein, a tone of entreaty, a gracious voice, a tone of entreaty, and speaketh fear, yechanein kolo, literally maketh his voice graceful. Yechanein kolo, maketh kolo, his voice, yechanein, gracious, are both derived from the same root. Hence, the commentator here in the Midrash concludes that Esau's tone of entreaty was really a sham, and that his intention, his yetzer, was to deceive, yetzer hara'ah, to deceive Abiyo, his father, all along. Ha'el, the true good, the true God, Almighty, Ha'elohim, said of him, all things that I hate, he loves, as is said even in Mishle Shlomo, in the Proverbs of Solomon, Proverbs 6 and 16. These six things doth Jehovah hate, yea, seven are an abomination to him. Sheshahina Sane Yehovah Wishava Toevota Nasho. There are six things that he who be we be Yahuwah, that Jehovah hateth. Sheshahina Sane Yehovah, yea, seven that are an abomination to him. Wishava Toevot Nasho. Here, Hebraically right here. Wishava Toevot Nasho. And seven, an abomination, his soul. And seven, or the seventh, and seven, abomination. Toevot, abominations, as a sense of abominations. Toevot, Wishava Toevot Nasho. And the seventh, or seven, an abomination to him, to his soul, to the divine nature, the nature of natures, the divine nature whose essence is holiness, kedusha, kedusina, eyeliness, set apartness. Sheshahina, saneya Yehovah, wishava'a to'evot nafsho. And also where the translator has abomination, the Hebrew is to'ebot, to'eba, abomination, to'ebot, abominations, with sheva, to'ebot, nafsho, and seven, abominations, his soul, nafsho. And other comment on, Amar Nabal Belibo, the Nabal, the fool, has said Belibo, in his heart. Hakadosh Baruchu, the Holy One, blessed be He, said to Harasha, to the ratchet, the wicked, because you contrive wicked schemes in your heart, I shall call your heart and only your heart to account. As is said even in Psalm 37, Hebraic with the 15th verse, the sword shall enter into their own heart. Charbam atavo belibo, their sword, charbam, their charib, charbam, their sword, charbam tavo, shall enter, shall go in, tavo, she shall go in, tavo, charbam tavo, belibam, into their own heart, into their heart. Charbam atavo belibo, belibam. Charbam matavo belibam. Another comment on the fool, the Nabal, have said belibo in his heart. Nabal, Hebraically Nabal, the fool, refers to Harasha, Esau, the wicked, the ratchet Esau. Why was he called Nabal? Rav Yehuda, Judah, explained in the name of Rav Shimuel, Samuel, because he filled the whole earth. He filled the whole earth with obscenity. Nabalut. Everywhere he set up thrones for Elohim, other gods, Elohim Acharim, who are no more than thorns, Elohim, refuges for deities who are mere refuse, ribald theaters, and bloody circuses. And here, Midrash note, next to bloody circuses, temples for idolatry. Temples for idolatry, i.e. bloody circuses. But Rav Huna said, Esau was called Nabal because he filled the earth with Israel's corpses. Niblat, as is said, even in Psalm 79, verses 1 to 2. O God, the dead bodies, Niblat, of thy servants have, the heathen, given to be food to the birds of the heavens. Mizmor, Ein Teit, Psalm 79. Mizmor le Asaf, a psalm, a chant of Asaf. Elohim ba'u goyim, be nachlateka. Timu eta hekala kadesheka. Samu eta Yerushalayim le'im. Natnu eta niblata evadeka. Maikala le'ofa hashemayim. O Elohim, the heathen, the goyim, are come into thine inheritance. Elohim ba'u goyim b'nachilateka. They have defiled thy holy, thy Isla temple. Timu eta hekalat adsheka. They have made Jerusalem into heaps. Samu et Yerushalayim ale'yim. They have given the dead bodies of thy servants to be food to the fowls of the heaven. Natnu eta niblata evadeka ma'ikala le'of hashamayim. Rav Abba said, Esau was called Nabal because he was an ugly man. Minwal. Nevertheless, he set up images of himself even at the doorway of the harlot and at the doorways of privies and bathhouses. Accordingly, it was said to him, even in Jeremiah 49 and 16, thine image has deceived thee and the pride of thine heart. Tia filatateka hishia otak zidona libeka. Thy terribleness has deceived the eye. Tia filatateka hishi otak. Even the pride, zidon, of thy heart, libeka. Tia felat teka hishi otak, zedona libeka. Rav Jacob said, Nabal, because there will come a time in Iowa, there will come a time when HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Holy One, blessed be He, will make Esau's sons fall like unripe fruit, nobelet, that drops from the tree. As it is said, even in Psalm 18, verse 46, Hebraically, the sons of the stranger shall drop like unripe fruit. The sons of the stranger shall drop like unripe fruit. Bnei nekara yibolo ve'yachregua mia misegrotehem. Or hear, the sons of the stranger fade away and come trembling out of their close places. Bnei nekara yibolo ve'yachregua mia misegrotehem. Rav Yudan said the name of Rav Shimon Simon, Nabal is the same as a Laban. Nabal is the same as a Laban. One is an anagram of the other. Nabal, the non Beit Lamed, and Laban, the Lamed, Beit, and non, or the NBL, LBN, a mirror image of one another. But also, even as Laban was a deceiver, so a Nabal is a deceiver. Of such men, Shlomo Selomon said, even in Proverbs 12 and 20, deceit is in the heart of them that devise evil. Deceit is in the heart of them that devise evil. Mirma belev horshe ra'a. Deceit, mirma, is in the heart of them, belev, that devise horshe evil, ra'a. Mirma belev horshe ra'a. But the conclusion of the verse speaks of the righteous Hatzadik saying, to the counselors of peace is joy. To the counselors of peace is joy. Even here, Mishle Shlomo, Proverbs chapter 12, verse 20. Proverbs 12, 20. Ula yo'itzeya shalom simcha, but to the counselors of shalom, of peace, is simcha, is joy. Mirma beleva horshe ra'a. Ula yo'itzey shalom simcha. To whom shall peace be given? To Amo Yisrael, the people of Yisrael, of whom it is said even in Psalm 29, Hebraically the 11th verse, the Lord will bless his people with peace. Yahuwah yibarek et amo bashalom. Jehovah, he who be, we be, Yahuwah yibarek, will bless, yibarek, et amo, his people, bashalom, with peace in shalom. Yahuwah yibarek et amo bashalom. Shalom, shalom, shalom.
Yes, 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 Shabbat Shalom.
Shabbat. You know we are Israelites.
Well, let the righteous be glad. Let them rejoice before God. Before God.
Jump! The Rastafari. Jump! The Rastafari. Jump! The Rastafari.
Interesting, interesting link right there in the Midrash, in the study with Psalm 29 right there. They're here. A breeze through on perfect storm.
The Lord will bless his people with peace. Peace.
Mizmor kaftet mizmor le David. Havu l'Adonai bene elim. Havu l'Adonai kavod va'oz. Havu l'Adonai kevod shemo. Ishtahavu l'Adonai behadrat kodesh. Kol Adonai al hamayim el hakavod hirim. Adonai al mayim rabbim. Kol Adonai bakkoah. Kol Adonai behadar. Kol Adonai shover arazim. Vayishaber Adonai et arze hal Lebanon. Vayarkidem kemo egel. Levanon vesirion kemo ven re'emim. Kol Adonai chotzev lahavot esh. Kol Adonai yachil midbar. Yachil Adonai midbar kadesh. Kol Adonai yeholel ayyalot. Vayyehesof yi'arot uvhechalo. Kullo omer kavod. Adonai lamabul yashav. Vayeshev Adonai melech le'olam. Adonai oz le'ammo yitten. Adonai yevarech et ammo vashalom, 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 vashalom.
Yevarech et ammo. Yibarek et amo bashalom, blesses his people in peace.
I say give unto Rastafari, O Almighty, give unto Rastafari glory and strength. Give unto Rastafari the glory due unto his name, worship Rastafari and beauty of holiness. The voice of Rastafari is upon the waters, the voice of Rastafari thundereth. Rastafari is upon many waters, the voice of Rastafari is full of power, the voice of Rastafari is full of majesty. More love and more honesty.
Yahuwah, Yibarek et amo, Bashalom. Jehovah bless his people, Bashalom. Bashem Yeshua.
My advice to all, is to fulfill the Ten Commandments. You are aware of the contents of the Ten Commandments, and can elaborate on it. If the nation for which I am the emperor follows and accepts this, 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 since it's also what I accept and follow, 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 I would believe our country is not only historically Christian, historically Christian, historically Christian, historically Christian, historically Christian, but also actively Christian, actively Christian, actively
active, active, do good, do good. Yes, we spoke about those missing verses and the connection with the New Covenant scriptures, Romans chapter 3, verses 10 to 18. Look-o here, but Tyler, we're very important to share this before we ride up. Here.
Shalom to Tana Yisraelin. This is the far eye. This is right. This is right. This is right. Society here in Wolf Adip. Shalom, salam to Tana Yisraelin. This is Tefari. This is Ra Sayadon. This is Tefari. Shalom, salam to Tana Yisraelin. This is Tefari. This is Ra Sayadon. This is Tefari. LJ Society here in Wolf the Daily Psalms, the Royal Order, Ethiopian Hebrew Psalms. Today's daily psalm, Psalm 14, is particularly interesting, also connected with Psalm 53. So this word here goes for both Psalm 14 and Psalm 53. Now, we had 53 previously in a cycle of daily psalms and chants and praises in the royal order. Just previously, we touched on this, but here now we're with Psalm 14. Now, Psalm 14 is known as a corrupt world, also themed the wickedness and the folly of men and people. And this psalm is quoted in the New Testament scripture, but there's some additional verses that we have. Paul in Romans chapter 3, if you turn your Bibles to Romans chapter 3 in connection with today's daily psalm. In Romans chapter 3, we have Paul saying at verse 10, chapter 3, verse 10, as it is written. Where is it written? Well, in today's daily psalm. But this, what Paul says is written, as it is written, is only found in the Septuagint, as well as the Book of the Seven Seals, the Metzav Kedus, the Book of the Seven Seals of Garmawi, Garmawi, Haile Selassie, only found in the Royal Amharic and the Ethiopic Bibles and the LXX. And so in the scriptures, we don't have it here in the Masoretic. In the Masoretic Hebrew and the Masorah. And thus there's some very interesting reasonments that may be reason there on Chaburim. But firstly, foremostly, let's get the basic receipts on this. Basic receipts right here. So here, the additional verses that we have in the Royal Amharic, the additional verses that we have from verse 3, or actually like verse between verse 3 and 4, in Psalm 14 is three verses. We touched on those three particular verses, and those three verses from the Royal Amharic Bible and the Septuagint are the exact same three verses that Paul, here in Romans chapter 3, says, as it is written, there is none righteous, no, not one. There is none that understandeth. There is none that seeketh after Elohim. They are all gone out of the way. They are together become unprofitable. There is none that doeth good, no, not one. Their throat is an open sepulchre or sepulchre. With their tongues they have used deceit or flatteries. The poison of ass or snakes, serpents is under their lips, whose mouth is full of cursing and bitterness. Their feet are swift to shed blood. Destruction and misery are in their ways. And the way of peace have they not known. And the way of peace, they have not known her. The way of peace.
The way of peace.
The way of peace.
The way of
there is no reverence, there is no respect, there is no respect of Elohim before their eyes. Now, this is verse 18, so from verse 10 to verse 18 in the Epistle to the Romans chapter 3, we have
the full of full, especially the missing verses that you would not find where you should find them in the KJV. In the King James Version of the Bible, you should find this between verses after verse 3. After verse 3, you should find these verses. From verse 13, you see verse 13. We have verse 13 to verse 18. Now, in the Royal and Hark, there's three verses, but now if we look right over here, we see 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18. Right, 13, 14, okay, that's on 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. There's six verses. So these three verses that we have in the Royal and Hark, the three verses that we have in the Septuagint, here in Romans chapter 3, with Paul quoting what is written. So what was Paul reading when he said what is written? Was it a Masoretic? If it was a Masoretic, these verses no doubt should be there since we have reference to the Masoretic, unless these verses were removed. But the witness to these three verses, we have Septuagint, the LXX, the Koine, the New Testament, say Greek or the common Greek of that time that they spoke and speak, and also the Royal Amharic and from the Ethiopic, the Gutas and the Ethiopic manuscripts. Right? Interesting, we have the book of Enoch, we have the book of Jubilees, the book of Adam and Eve, the Kibbutz Neges, other ancient manuscripts and documents preserved by the children of the Ethiopians. Are ye not as the children of the Ethiopians unto me, O children of Israel, to bear witness even to the gospel and the good news? So here in the Epistle to the Romans chapter 3, from verses 13 to verse 18, these are the verses that you should find in your Bibles in Psalm 14 after verse 3. So when you're reading Psalm 14 after verse 3, you should read verse 13 in Romans chapter 3 to verse 18 and then continue with Psalm chapter 14 at verse 4. Hope it's not, pay attention. All right? Just pointing out right here that what Paul is quoting in Romans chapter 3 from verses 10 to 18 are contained in the fullness of it within the Septuagint and the Royal Amharic and His Imperial Majesty Haile Selassie's Bible, the Book of the Conquering Lion, Revelation 5:5, the Revelation, the King of Kings. In the King of Kings Bible, we have it. In the Septuagint, we have it. But it's not in the KJV, and it's not found in the Masoretic. But it's found here where Paul says, as it is written. As it is written, there is none righteous, no, not one. There is none that understandeth. There is none that seeketh after Elohim. They are all gone out of the way. They are together become unprofitable. There is none that doeth good, no, not one. Now that right there is basically what we have in Psalm 14. From the last phrase of verse 1, there is none that doeth good, there is none righteous, no, not one. Paul picks up almost that as the chorus right there, and then he goes on. There is none that understand, if there is none that seeketh after Elohim. Picking up with verse 2, the second part, the B part of verse 2, and then he quotes the fuller verse 3, but then the other verses are not found. But he says this is the key of what he says. He says, it is written. Where is it written? I and I discovered a version that's not the King James Version. Yes, I. Out of Ethiopia. Yes, I.
Ethiopia. Yes, 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 brothers and sisters, right there about the missing verses. Well, we've done a little more study on it and definitely have to audible and bring this forward. Where is it written? Well, what Paul was doing was in that, we could call it the Talmud and the rabbinical, the ancient Judaic tradition, like the Midrash. where we go to a verse in the Midrash and we compare, you know, the spirit and the, you know, the spirit of the word with elsewhere in scripture. So when Paul, he begins off with Psalm 14, and so where is it written? Where is it written? Well, it's written after Psalm 14 and 3. He goes to Psalm 5 and 9. Right. Also 140 and 3, Psalm 10 and 7. He brings in Yeshaya speaking the same theme as Psalm 14, Isaiah 59 and 7, as well as Isaiah 59, 7 and 8. You know, Psalm 36 and 1, Psalm 36. Yeah. So that's where it's written. Go to the Lord full of full. But here, since we, you know, brought forward, you know, the Amharic, at least in the study here, where is it written? So what Paul was doing was what, you know, remember Paul was a Pharisee, Yehudi, you know, we can even call him Rabbi Shaul, you know, but what he brings forward for the new covenant, the Nazarene, is the same Midrash style, where he's speaking to Psalm 14 and where else in the scripts. And those scripts that we pointed to was where else. That's, I guess we answered our own question. Where is it written? Well, there. But here.
Yes, sir.
مزمور عسراسوس بكنف عسرارا لما زمران عليك يداوي تمس سنف بلبو عملاك يلب إلى بسرعة جورك كسو كوسو قول بقونا غرين يمي سرع يلب يمي أستولك زيابيرين يمي فلق اندال يايزن اكزيابيرك سماي يسول جوتين تملك كلو عمسو باندن تمركسو በጎ ነገርን የሚሰራ የለም አንድስ እንኳን የለም ጉሮሯቸው የተከፈተ መቃብር ነው በመላሳቸው ሸነገሉ ከከንፈራቸው በታች እባብ መርዛል አፋቸው መርገምንና መራራን ተሞልቷል ደምን ለማፍሰስ እግራቸው ፈጣን ጥፋትና ጉስቁልና በመንገዳቸው አለ የሰላምን መንገድ አላወቁትም እግዚአብሔርን መፍራት ባይናቸው ፊት የለም ህዝቤን እንደ እንጀራ የሚበሉ ኃጢአት የሚሰሩ ሁሉ በእውኑ አያውቁምን እግዚአብሔርንም አይጠሩትም በዚያ በታላቅ ፍርሃት እጅግ ፈሩ እግዚአብሔር በጻድቃን ትውልድ ዘንድ ነውና የድሆችን ምክር አሳፈራቸው እግዚአብሔር ግን ተስፋቸው ከጽዮን መድኃኒትን ለእስራኤል ማን ይሰጣል እግዚአብሔር የሕዝቡን ምርኮ በመለሰ ጊዜ ያዕቆብ ደስ ይለዋል እስራኤልም ሐሴት ያደርጋል
Psalm 14
ምዝሙር ዳዊት ለምናሰያ ለዳዊት
The fool hath said in his heart.
Amar naval belibo.
There is no God.
En Elohim.
They are corrupt. They have done abominable works. There is none that doeth good. The Lord looked down from heaven upon the children of men to see if there were any that did understand and seek God. They are all gone aside. They are all together become filthy. There is none that doeth good. No, not one. Have all the workers of iniquity no knowledge? Who eat up my people as they eat bread and call not upon the Lord? There were they in great fear, for God is in the generation of the righteous. Ye have shamed the counsel of the poor, because the Lord is his refuge. Oh, that the salvation of Israel will come out of Zion. When the Lord bringeth back the captivity of his people, Jacob shall rejoice, and Israel shall be glad, 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 shall be glad.
Bemezmor Dawit, Zitna Hule. بسم آب وول ومنفس كدوس هادو عملا آمين كبر بكال وكبر بكلس وكبر بحيل وكبر بالسلام وحيل الله جا راس أفار آي أجا جا ويا ويل أجا جا ويا ويل Bethlehem, Shabbat Shalom, a song for the days of rest, yeah, inside your home. Then Bethlehem, Shabbat Shalom, a song for the days of rest, yeah, inside your home. It is such a good thing, giving thanks and praises the Most High, Rastafari, on the psaltery, playing on the ten strings, showing love and kindness, morning till night, yeah, the British man will never know, neither does the fool overstand his soul. Jah has made us triumph by the workings of our hands, work and deep thought gives us purpose and a plan, hey, aha, send Bethlehem, Shabbat Shalom. Workers of their iniquity hate the righteous path. Rastafari scatter them like sand amidst the shore. Enemies perish when Jah's on high forevermore. But my horn shall you exalt like the horn of Africa. And I will be anointed with fresh oil, with fresh oil. Shabbat Shalom, song for the days of rest, well, inside your home, and still, send Bethlehem, Shabbat Shalom, a song for the days of rest, well, oh well.
Shabbat Shalom.
Yes.
Hashem Yeshua. Shalom Haverim. Shalom.